I want to be a firefighter, a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
It's time for State of Opportunity, Michigan Radio's ongoing project that looks at the quality of life for kids here in Michigan. It's not easy to kick a drug or alcohol addiction. In 2013, there were almost 22 million people with substance abuse disorders in the U.S. Only 18% of them got any kind of treatment. If you're a mother or a pregnant woman, getting clean can be even tougher. State of Opportunity's April Van Buren visited one program that wants to make it easier for those women to get the help they need.
Yeah, this is my new place. We're still getting moved in. This is the kitchen.
Jessica DePrater moved into this house in Port Huron just a couple of weeks ago, but she's already making plans to repaint the walls and spruce up the backyard.
We're going to put a tire swing on the tree branch out there, and then eventually have a garden or something next year.
DePrater lives here with her boyfriend and her three-year-old son, Joe.
Come here.
Joe's room is decked out with Spider-Man curtains and a bulldozer bed, and he's got a stuffed German Shepherd named Burke that's almost as tall as he is.
And then he wakes me all the time.
Burke does?
Yes, Joe confirms. His stuffed dog licks him all the time. This one-story house is small, but it's a big deal to DePrater. 4 years ago, she was living in St. Joseph and struggling with an addiction to methamphetamine. When she found out she was pregnant, she was desperate to get clean. But the rehab facilities close to DePrater wouldn't take her.
They said, well, with you being pregnant, it's kind of high risk, and we don't take women that are of that, you know, nature or whatever. But there's this place, and it's in Memphis, and, you know, you could go there. And I was like, I will go to Tennessee. I don't care.
Luckily, it was Memphis, Michigan, not Tennessee. DePrater packed the few belongings she had and got a ride 230 miles east to Clearview Women and Children's Specialty Services. Paula Nelson says a lot of pregnant women struggling with addiction never make it that far.
First off, many women don't want to come forward, and they're scared and they're fearful that if they access services, possibly their children could be taken from them after they deliver them.
Nelson is the president and CEO of Sacred Heart Rehabilitation Center, which runs Clearview. She says there's a long list of barriers that pregnant and parenting women face when they're trying to get sober. At the top of that list, childcare.
Some of the uniqueness of our program is the ability for mothers in particular to bring their children into treatment with them.
Just beyond the receptionist desk, there's a brightly colored room filled with books and toys that houses the on-site daycare program. Older kids are enrolled in the local public schools, and the women here take classes on parenting, cooking, budgeting, and other life skills. The number of facilities like Clearview has grown in the past 2 decades, but it's still pretty small. Less than 4% of substance abuse treatment centers in the U.S. have beds for clients' children. Clearview is one of 9 residential programs in Michigan that does, and it's the only one in the state that allows women who are detoxing or on methadone to also live with their kids. The additional supports aren't cheap, though. It costs more money to treat a woman at Clearview than it does at the adult facility across the parking lot. But there's research that suggests the extra investment pays off. An analysis by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration looked at 50 residential facilities that offered childcare and other support services to women. It estimated every dollar spent on those programs saved $3.70 in reduced crime, welfare spending, and foster care costs. For women like Jessica DePrater, the benefits are more immediate. DePrater has 2 felony drug charges for possession, which means she's banned from ever getting cash assistance or food stamps in Michigan.
And so I was a hungry pregnant woman. I was like really hungry. And so I was so grateful to come here, and they gave me peanut butter sandwiches. I'm so sorry to cry. But I was just so grateful, and I was just so happy.
After 3 years in transitional housing, DePrater is excited to have a place of her own. She'll finally be able to get a dog and paint the walls whatever color she wants. I asked Joe what he likes most about the new house.
My swing right there, and the pumpkin could sit right there so I can swing.
DePrater wants Joe to grow up with a stable home life, something she never had. And she says this new house with the new tire swing is a good start. For State of Opportunity, I'm April Van Buren.
Support.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.